This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 15th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 14. It says there, "He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross." End of quote. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong." End of quote. God is the Almighty and Stronger. He offers you the forgiveness of all of your sins, trespasses, mistakes, and crimes. Bible emphatically says, our sins and trespasses are not just against another person or people, but it is ultimately against the Lord God. David said in the book of Psalms 51:4, "Against you and you alone have I sinned." End of quote. This he said regarding his sins of adultery and murder. Joseph said in the Bible in Genesis 39:9, "How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" Beloved, this is how it works. God grants forgiveness in and through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's sacrificial lamb, atonement or appeasement for your sins and guilt. When God offers you freely, He freely forgives you. It was not cheap for Him. Remember, it was not cheap for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, either. It did cost big and huge. Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, Christ carried our sins in His body on the cross, so we would stop living for sin and start living for what is right. And you are healed because of His wounds. End of quote. There was a significant exchange happened on the cross. The Lord Jesus placed or wore your sins on His perfect and sinless body. In turn, He exchanged His righteousness, His right, perfect, and sinless record on you. Our today's Bible insight says, Jesus canceled the record of the charges against us, took it away by nailing it to the cross. End of quote. Did you notice three verbs there? Canceled, took it away, and nailed. All the record of the charges against you that you committed on this earth, small, big, and in between, were canceled when Jesus died in your place. He took all the charges against you away from you. Thirdly, He nailed all those charges against you to His cross. Now God the Father offers a clean and perfect life for you in and through the person and work of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Bible says in Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God does not charge those things against you because He charged it to Jesus. This is the depth of forgiveness and love God gives you when you come to His Son, Jesus Christ, and trust Him as your Savior and Lord. Not only God forgives you, He makes you a brand new creation, but also He accepts you as His own child. You become a child of God. John 1:11-12. 1 Peter 2 verses 22 to 23 says this, Jesus is your example, and you must follow in His steps. He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when He was insulted, nor threatened revenge when He suffered. He left His case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. End of quote. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:30-31, the Lord says, it is mine to avenge, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge His people. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. End of quote. Romans 12:18 says in the Bible, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. You see, through Jesus and on the cross, God let go all the charges that were against you. Now you forgive others from your heart and let it all go. He is the example for you to follow. In other words, now you have the empowerment to forgive one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ Jesus. Cross empowers you. Cross commissions you to be kind and compassionate and to forgive. Ephesians 4:32 says in the Bible, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as also God forgave you in Christ." End of quote. How much God forgave you? How vast are God's kindness and compassion that caused you, Him to forgive you? Beloved, you do the same to one another. Christ's atoning sacrifice for you is the model for you to follow. Dearly beloved, I believe forgiving a person that hurt you deeply is not easy, but it is very hard. However, the truth is this, listen. You would not be free to move on with your life and goals until you forgive from your heart. You would not have the blessings of peace either. You see, forgiveness is the key that unlocks your freedom and peace to fly high again. It is your choice. You do not need to wait for his or her apology or confession. The longer you wait for their acknowledgement, the more you may become disabled. The faster you forgive and move on by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit inside you, the easier you would get out of your prison and bondage. Your freedom and peace come out of your readiness and willingness to let it go and leave the issue into the hands of the Lord God. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus carried my sins and mistakes on his body on the cross so that I can be right and perfect in your holy sight. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Now I learned you give me the empowerment to forgive others just as you forgave me. Help me, Lord, not to retaliate or not to revenge. Instead, please help me to leave the case in your hands, because you always judge us fairly. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.